The killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery this year have again highlighted the many racial inequities in the U.S. Some companies and organizations have tried to make some steps and take steps to educate employees, requiring them to go through implicit bias training. The training educates workers to be aware of and guard against some of the stereotypes and mental shortcuts we take without thinking about it. And Alan Yu of WHYY's The Pulse has been looking into whether implicit bias training really works.
Andrea Lawful Sanders runs implicit bias training around the country. One time she was working with a police district. She shadowed an officer for 6 hours. The officer is white, she is black Jamaican. At the end of the day, he admitted something to her.
The gentleman that I was driving with this particular day said to me, when you first came to us and you said that both your children graduated from college and that they had never been in trouble, he said, I looked at you and said, this can't be true because I don't know any people of color that are successful and doing well without somebody giving them a leg up.
She says she was actually encouraged by what he said because it meant he was thinking through what he learned and trusted her enough to be vulnerable. The officers liked her training so much, they asked their superintendent when she was coming back. Of course, sometimes people do not want this training.
Make no mistake about it. Wherever we go, many in that group are somewhere between defensive and outright hostile.
Lori Friedel is a criminologist at the University of South Florida. She works on a team that trains police departments around the country.
They know they're going to fair and impartial policing training, and they think that we're going to stand in the front of the room and treat them all like racists.
She says their team gets around that by saying the training is on human bias, not police bias. Also, all their trainers are retired or current police officers. So the officers getting trained can't dismiss it as some academic parachuting in for a day.
This training is not going to cure a racist cop of animus towards minority groups, but it will inform the police officer of good intentions that every officer is a part of the problem of bias policing and a significant part of the solution.
Right now, many organizations and companies say they want to create equitable and fair working environments. They offer implicit bias training as a solution, but does it work?
If the goal is training to eliminate implicit biases, there's no evidence that that training works.
Tony Greenwald is a psychologist at the University of Washington. He is one of the researchers who helped coin the term implicit bias. He says the training is a good way to learn about implicit bias, but real change goes beyond that. It has to be structural. For example, implicit biases often come into play when people have to make quick decisions. Greenwald and his collaborator Calvin Lai recently reviewed implicit bias research and found that's one of the areas that needs to be addressed. Here's Lai, a psychologist at Washington University in St. Louis.
So a lot of the strategies revolve around how to give yourself more time to think and how to kind of put guardrails on how you judge other people so that you're less likely to act on your biases.
For example, one way to reduce bias in job interviews is to ask people who are deciding whom to hire to justify why they think one person is better, rather than going by intuition to avoid just picking people like themselves. But employees have to understand why they are doing this, and that is where the training comes in. Evelyn Carter is a social psychologist and director of training at the diversity and inclusion consulting company Paradigm.
What research shows is that if you want to actually get people to change their behavior, you need to give them a mild amount of discomfort and fear, and then immediately follow up with strategies they can use to avoid that scary outcome.
And this takes time. Andrea Lawful Sanders, the trainer we heard from earlier, says she works with companies for years on policy and culture changes.
This work is too intentional, it is too precious, and it is too tenuous for you to say, well, I'm going to train you for half a day, and that's the end of that. Mm-mm. And every time someone calls me and says that's what they want to tell them, then you have the wrong trainer, because I can't do it. You are wasting your time, my time, and your money.
Right now, companies say they are interested in doing this work. Calvin Lai says there is hope that this isn't just a passing fad.
some of these inequalities are so deeply embedded in the fabric of our society when it comes to things like generational inequalities and things like income and wealth, that there is no way that they can be done overnight outside of an incredibly radical redistribution of income and wealth. But at the same time, you know, I think that there can be periods where there is dramatic change, and I think we're living in one of those periods right now.
He says this moment and the shift in public opinion is different than what came before, but the change is something that could take years to happen. For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.